Stand still. I want to talk to you about standing still so that you can see the salvation of the Lord. In the book of Exodus chapter 14, we see the Red Sea crossing. There are a number of aspects in this chapter that intrigue me, but I'm really amazed at a couple of them. Please look at verse 5. The Bible says, "Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, 'Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?'" This is amazing to me. Why would they even say, "Why have we done this? You did this because your entire country was turned upside down by the mighty hand of the Lord. You just experienced 10 plagues. That's why you let the Israelites go." Look at the first part of verse 9. The Bible says, "So the Egyptians pursued them." Let's look at how the children of Israel react, which totally amazes me. The Bible says in verse 11, "Then they," that is the children of Israel, "said to Moses, 'Because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, "Let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians"? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." I mean, come on, give me a break. God spoke, God promised, God showed miraculous signs and wonders that he would deliver the Israelites out of the hand of the Egyptians. And now, they're faced in a difficult situation yet again. But what do they say? "Oh, it would have been better for us to stay and serve the Egyptians." But truthfully, were the Israelites happy being slaves in Egypt? Absolutely not. Sometimes our attitudes and perspectives can be totally warped. Pharaoh had a warped perspective. The children of Israel had a warped perspective. But let's look at the man of God, Moshe, Moses, and see what his perspective was. In verse 13, Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." I truly believe that is a message for us right now. We are not to be afraid, regardless of our circumstances. We are to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We are to stand on the promises found in his word. The Israelites were not standing upon the promises that God spoke to them. "I'm going to take you into a land flowing with milk and honey." If you've been looking at your problems, at your circumstances, and not the Lord, then I believe you need to ask for forgiveness. And I believe you need to stand upon the promises of God found in his word. What are some of these promises found in his word? Well, please turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31. Let's look at verse 6, and you can read verse 8 on your own. Verse 6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you." Highlight this, "He will not leave you nor forsake you." Please turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. "Thus says the Lord, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Whatever your circumstance is, you need to find the promises in God's word and stand upon them. If you're being lied to by the father of lies, that is Satan, you rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. Read Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2. Read Jude verse 9. You rebuke Satan in the name of the Lord. You renounce the lies, and you replace the lies with truth found in God's word. I encourage you to look beyond any current difficult situation and focus on the Lord. As Moses said, "Do not be afraid, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please forgive me for focusing in on the problems and not on you, the solution. You are the God who saves. You are the God who provides. You're the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings. And we worship you, Lord. Be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.